It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I am Haley Shipp. As a new school year gets underway, parents and kids alike are settling back into the rhythm, classes, homework, and of course, school lunches. And for a lot of families, one lunchroom reality has been all too familiar. Peanuts and peanut butter are often off the menu because of allergy concerns. But here is a story shared by the National Peanut Board that shows how some schools are rethinking that approach. Three districts, including one in Towns County, Georgia, have safely brought peanuts back. So how did they do it? Well, step one was putting safety first. Each district implemented allergen awareness training for staff and safe serving methods across all buildings. They labeled menu items clearly, created designated allergen-free seating, and leaned on individually portioned peanut products to help to control for cross-contact. The result? Smooth transitions, no allergy incidents, and plenty of positive feedback. According to the National Peanut Board, this isn't about reversing a ban. It's about evolving food programs to be more inclusive, practical, and student-focused. To learn more about how they got it done, just visit us at aginfo.net.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.